Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 16th of June. It is Thursday. God, this week's gone quick. And this is my audio boom. I promised a bit more detail about our guinea pigs, and as I'm completely guinea pig obsessed at the moment, I thought I'd be a guinea pig bore at you guys too for a boo or two. There is a story behind them. The original plan, once we settled in the new house, was to get fish again. I originally kept tropical fish, and I was hoping to be able to get a bigger tank and go for goldfish, possibly only one or two in a very large tank, so they can grow to proper size and have the best possible environment. And so I've been sort of half on and off researching tanks and planning that all out, but I didn't have the money to buy the tank yet. And then on a message forum I use, a friend of mine who I have actually met asked if anyone would consider adopting two male guinea pigs who her friend was about to abandon because they were fed up of them. Which is awful, and I did seriously consider whether we could house some guinea pigs, and I started to research it quite carefully, investigated it all, and made sure that we could cope. One of the big considerations for me is that I'm asthmatic, allergic to fur and feathers. Yes, this is not a bright idea, is it? And my youngest son also possibly might be asthmatic. So we'd have to be an outdoor pet, so that was a consideration, but we would have to do something in the winter. But once I'd researched everything and felt we could possibly cope with them, I got back to her. But by that point, somebody else had volunteered and I had to rehome them, and who lived a bit closer as well. So that was that. And I felt a bit gutted, really, even though this is only over a couple of days that we'd be missing out on having some guinea pigs. So I thought it over some more, discussed it with Acrobat, who's not really keen, to be fair, on any furry pet, and started quite heavily pushing me towards the goldfish and even offered to buy me the tank. And we went away for the weekend, as I say, and saw Arty UK and Floyd UK, and then we came home, and Acrobat's parents were looking after the kids, and we mentioned it to them that we may be thinking about getting guineas. And then to add Spanner in the works, they said, well, what about a dog? Now, I know this seems a complete jump, but a dog is something we considered quite seriously some time ago. We wouldn't go for a puppy, and certainly not after hearing the adventures of Bonnie, though she sounds very sweet. I think that would just finish me off. But we were maybe looking at rehoming a greyhound at one point. And the grandparents actually said, well, if you go away and can't take the dog with you, we'd be happy to dog sit. And this kind of radically changed the goalposts, and it would have made it much more feasible to have a dog. So over several days, a sort of dilemmaing, yeah, fish, guinea pigs, dog. I know this sounds a very weird choice, but all three were sort of serious contenders. The kids are desperate for new pets, and I did want some pets in the house. So we thought it over carefully, but on very careful consideration. I would love a dog at some point, but I don't think now is that point. I think possibly maybe when their kids are getting well into their teens, that might be the time to look, rather than just now. I don't think I could put the amount of effort and attention a rehome, even a fairly lazy dog like a greyhound, would need. So that was out of the running. And then we went into Pets at Home to sort of research various bits and pieces and see how much things would cost. And they had some adorable baby guinea pigs in there. But I thought, no, I'm going to be good. I'm going to try the shelters first. So, I'm going to have to do a second boo. Hang on.